Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then again, we talk with pro angler and fishing guide from over in northern Minnesota, Bro Brosdahl. And then lastly, we have some great first ice walleye tips for you from pro angler Jeremy Smith. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Find your perfect Can-Am ATV or side-by-side at Hayward Power Sports. The all-new 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATVs were redesigned with the rider in mind for unmatched fun and value. Hit the woods or trails with models starting at $5,999. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of a $500 rebate or 2.99% financing on select models. Looking for a side-by-side? The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's extra tough on the worksite, the ranch, or wherever you need to get the job done. Feel the adrenaline surge in the high-performance Can-Am Maverick, or get the best of work and play with the ultimate crossover, the Can-Am Commander. Claim the side-by-side that fits your needs today and enjoy financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months on select models. Make every hunt a success, every trail ride an excitement-filled adventure, and make light work of your heavy-duty jobs, all with a brand-new Can-Am off-road vehicle from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, talking to Jarrett McCarthy. And Jarrett, we're getting really close to the end of the open water season here. As we're talking, it got kind of cold the last couple of nights.
Yeah, I think on the way into work this morning, I had 17 on the truck. We had some frost. I've seen a little bit of skim ice on a couple little ponds and in the parking lot or what have you. But yeah, winter is definitely on its way here.
Been a few guys still out there after muskies, though, especially.
Yeah, yep, the diehards that are getting out right now. You know, now's the time to get out after a big fish. So, you know, guys are out there, they're jigging over the side of the boat. They've still got suckers hanging over the side of the boat. So, yeah, still opportunities to get out there and catch a couple muskies.
You know, I ain't quite as mad at those fish as I was when I was younger, but I could remember knocking holes in the lake to try to get the bet trailer in the water so I could launch the boat even.
Yeah, and luckily we're not at that yet. You know, I'm sure as we cool off a little bit more, we'll have some guys that want to get out there that badly, but yeah.
Actually, a good time to catch a big fish, you know, and walleyes too. Actually, walleyes, and I just saw a picture of some big crappies. So anything is good fishing out there if you want to put up with the cold and get out.
Yeah, everything is going to be good from now all the way up through probably the second or third week of ice up. You know, it's the time. All those fish are starting to move up shallow right now, and they'll be there for a while until, you know, that ice really takes shape and that snow comes down, you know. Blackens out a lot of that that shallow area, but yeah, there's some golden opportunities coming up here over the next month and a half.
Well, you know, when the hunting seasons are open, a lot of people are out there hunting right now, and we're getting really close to that rut, I guess.
Yeah, yep, we are. We saw a really nice buck come in this morning that one of our local guys had taken down yesterday. It's seen a lot of deer out there moving right now, so absolutely.
You know, and it'll be hunting for grouse and everything else, so there's some good opportunities to get out in the fall. The problem is, fall is way too short and way too many things to do, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A long laundry list of things that you can get out there and do, but, you know, it's the blink of an eye between summer and winter.
You know, and speaking of the winter thing, I know you got all the ice fishing stuff out, or most of it right now, a pretty good display of stuff, and a lot of new stuff out there this year, or just same stuff?
No, there's a handful of new things. Got some product lines that we brought back to the shop. Obviously, we've got all your shacks and augers and beaver dam tip-ups, whatever it is you're looking for to jumpstart your ice season. You know, we've got it here for you.
You know, and you mentioned shelters, and you've got several of them in here. I've seen some insulated shelters, and anybody that hasn't been out in those with the older shelters that aren't insulated, you wind up with all that moisture hanging on there from the propane heaters and stuff. And the new insulated ones are not only warmer, you just don't have that problem with that condensation.
It makes a big difference. I mean, you know, I've got a couple of the insulated shacks myself. I've got a hub, and I've got a regular flip over or what have you, but it's got the insulated material. And, you know, even if you're out there on a day where it's, you know, in the negatives, you know, we had the polar vortex that was up here that one year, and I have a clam with the insulated material, and I had the heater going in there. I walked out of there and from negative 30, and I was in a hoodie and jeans in there stretching. You know, it was probably 50, 60 degrees inside that shack, so it was really, really nice in there. You know, the shacks have come a long ways from where they have been. So, yeah, we've got all sorts of shacks in here. We've got otter, clam, Eskimo, and they're all put together and ready to roll for you.
And I see you've got a bunch of new tip-ups out there. And speaking of tip-ups, you guys still offer tip-up service on stuff?
Absolutely. Whatever it is you need done with your Beaver Dam tip-ups, come on in. We'd be happy to get them ready for you. And, you know, if you need a couple new ones, we got them here for you, too.
Some new tip-ups out there from different companies. Like Clam has got a new one out, almost like an automatic fisherman type.
The Predator. Yep, we saw those coming out. We've got those on order to come into the shop. It's kind of like an automatic fisherman or what have you. But, yeah, yep, we got to take a look at those at the show this year. We'll have them in at some point. Obviously, the innovative tip down, if you haven't seen one of those before, they've been out for a couple of years now. It's a tip down that folds up into one little canister, so you're not running around with a whole bunch of bulky gear. We've got a couple of those in, got a whole bunch more coming in. But yeah, definitely a lot of new goodies that are making your trips out onto the ice a lot lighter, a lot more efficient.
You know, and electronics, too. I know you carry ice fishing electronics in here, too.
Yep, we do. So, obviously, we've got our full complement of Vexilar and Markham over there. We've got some underwater cameras by AquaView and by Markham. And then, obviously, we have your Garmin LiveScope units for anybody looking to get into that.
You know, and that's a big deal. I can't wait to get out and use my LiveScope system on the ice because I know I used it a little bit last year. The little bit of good ice fishing we had last year, and it was kind of amazing. I mean, there's a school of crappies over there 30 feet. We just drill a hole over there and we find them real quick, but the electronics is so much different right now.
Yeah, it really is. Makes a big difference in finding fish. You know, once you can find fish, you know, your next task is getting them to bite, so it kind of takes out half the battle, but puts the fun battle in your hand, though. If you've got fish on screen, you're a lot more willing to start going through your tackle box and trying different baits, but, you know, it makes for a long day if you're sitting staring at a blank screen all day.
You know, and I'm switching my battery powers over on my ice fishing stuff to lithium batteries. I started that last year, and that seems to be a better answer. I know you carry some lithium battery here, too.
Absolutely. Yep, we've got lithium batteries. Makes for a big difference with your battery life and just your general weight going out there. You know, they weigh probably about half as much as a regular lead core battery, but yeah, they make a big difference.
You bet. You know, lots of different things, and not to mention the fact that you've really got a good supply of crossbows and hunting stuff for the season here, too.
Absolutely. You know, crossbows and getting them all realigned and what have you for you. If you need new string, if you're looking to have some arrows cut, or, you know, just kind of making any adjustments going into this hunting season, come on in. We're here for you.
Jarrett, I want to thank you very much for talking here, and hopefully we can get out and do a little ice fishing this winter eventually. We're going to open water fish. We never got there.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting out after some crappies and some early ice walleyes this year. So absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl about how technology has changed the way we fish. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Truth is, our 2023s arrived late and we missed out on early season sales. So we have a huge inventory of them, but desperately need to make room for the 2024s. It's the perfect storm for incredible deals. From the entry-level Lund Adventure to the awesome Lund Impact XS and everything in between. They're all rigged with Mercury outboards and offered at blowout prices. Get your new Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, over the years I've been out there fishing and guiding, I've seen a lot of changes in technology and equipment we fish with, and sometimes it even brings out people saying we need to get rid of this or outlaw this or do it the old way. On this week's show, we're talking to pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl about how technology like the new live sonar or forward-facing sonar has changed the way we fish and some things we should be thinking about. Bro, you know, when it comes to fishing, whether it's open water or ice fishing, technology has really, really changed out there. And, you know, there's always going to be people that say the technology is too much. And, you know, there's guys out there right now that are screaming, we need to outlaw this technology.
Oh, I think it's, you know, this was inevitable. It's going to happen. And I think we're stewards of the resource. And men and women who fish, families who fish, they want to keep the resources good. And so we're all going to do our part and keep the lakes healthy. And, you know, we may have to limit things to some point, but we don't have to ban it. There's certain things, you know, in tournaments is one thing. You know, in tournaments like muskies or bass, it's not going to hurt them if they go with or without, you could say unplugged or plugged. It's like, you know, it's here to stay, and let's embrace it. And there's going to be tournaments where we could go old school, but in fishing, if I'm helping people catch fish, it's really good. And for people who want to go catch fish for their family, for the wife or their kid, it's really good. And we just have to embrace the future.
You get into doing a lot of them shows and doing seminars and stuff and in the ice fishing stuff. You seeing a lot of new stuff for this year out there?
There is. And here's the key thing. In technology, the forward viewing, the beams on lakes that have some pressure, the fish are feeling them and hiding. Smallmouth bass are hiding behind rocks if you wave it around. Walleyes are flaring away. So you can't just sit and stare at fish. You scare them away. And whether you're in Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, I've heard so many stories of fish not coming near the area. And even in South Dakota, some guys were looking around and they couldn't get a bite. And everybody around them with low technology was catching fish. The real thing is, remember, hummingbird has a quieter beam. And then when fish are coming in, if they're really spooky, hit pinging off. There's a little button in the menu, pinging off, and then go to 2D sonar. Fish are getting kind of used to it. And on the ice, it's really important because there's less particulation. It's really clear, and fish are super spooky. And I like fish during the day, and I want to go out at night. And so pay attention to the forward viewing energy. I like to call it an air compressor on the fish, or you're tasing them. Don't tase your fish and they'll come in, and then you can just switch to 2D on the hummingbird and they're less afraid of that.
Well, interesting you mentioned that, because I'm getting a lot of the same reports and I actually see the same thing. And I've got hummingbird stuff, but I also play with the Garmin stuff a little bit. So I could tell you both ways. And I'm hearing reports, I'm seeing the same thing, but the fish seem to adapt to everything that we do all along the line coming down through, whether it's the lure types, whether it's the electronics, trolling presentations, they seem to adapt in short order to what we do.
They do on you know, the Wisconsin, Minnesota, Dakotas, lakes, the Midwest, because they do get pressure. Up in Canada, if you're in some remote lake, you could just catch them. Or in undiscovered lakes, it's easy again. It's just like the old, in the old days, if you go back about 32 years ago, I was pitching chicken wraps way back then, but also Nils Masters. And Nils Master had that big drop, a hook, treble hook, and I caught fish on him. And I thought, this was unbelievable. And I was pitching spoons and plastics way back then. Didn't have all this technology. And now, if you rip a jig and wrap, puppet minnow, a spoon, a lot of times you're scaring fish, and I'll see people ripping them. I won't go to that spot. They've just scared everything away. It's a subtle presentation. Always adjust your jigging cadence to the fish's reaction. And that's why I like AquaView and I like Hummingbird. That low signal, that low power is a really cool thing. That's a feather in their hat. And if you're dealing with ice, you can't beat the ice bundle because you still get Lake Master. There's a built-in map, but you can get the chip. All over Wisconsin, Minnesota, the lakes have been mapped. And there's a lot of Me Too maps out there, but the real deal is Lake Master. And I actually helped make the maps in my spare time. I even did them in the dark at night. That's interesting. They're super detailed. And I'm looking forward to next year also, just to see what happens with this. The companies now are looking super far and shooting a lot of energy out there. Are they going to start shooting less energy and being detailed too? Because our fish are adapting, especially here in the Midwest. And it's going to be he who has the lowest power but still sees the fish is going to win.
Well, you know, in there, you know, I've gotten some press releases and a bunch of different things, people talking about that too. And most of the pros out there are not in the position to say we need to outlaw that technology. But one of the things they're saying is we need to keep a close tab, or our DNRs and fisheries biologists need to keep a close tab on some species of fish, like crappies in particular, and see what the effect is of some of the new technology as far as the harvest levels, because we may have to make adjustments to the regulations to compensate for it. But, you know, I've been in the position saying we don't need to start outlawing technology because we don't drive Model Ts yet. You know, we keep moving forward. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, I think it's a great technology and it keeps the family, the kids interested. And, you know, this just happened here a couple of days ago. I had another guide helping me on trips and he put forward viewing on the other side for the clients, and he had his so they could look at it. They never lifted the rod or turned it or looked at it. They're busy talking and visiting and fishing. They didn't want to, and he kept putting it down for them, but they never looked at it. But some people do, and he said he found that a lot of people just want to fish.
Oh yeah,
they don't want to bother. And so, you know, and you still, you're telling people how far to cast, what to do, all this stuff, and some people would just want to fish. So I think the fish reacting to it like that really helps us, and it's not a bad thing. We're all getting better and better, and there's some people that can read it super good. I mean, they're adapting in ways that are pretty amazing, and they're still good anglers. I know some anglers in tournaments that were at the top before it, and they're at the top now. So, you know, you just got to adapt, and there's some bad apples. They just want to take, like, the lake is the grocery store, but we got to remember that this is limited. There's not an infinite amount, and don't take old fish. You know, the age of the fish is something we can't just keep taking big fish. They're old. Walleyes really age slow in their area, and some of the walleyes in this area in the 20s, maybe older, and it's easy to find them now. So we just got to not take them. I mean, you know, it's this ain't Erie where they grow super fast. They get to 28 inches in, you know, maybe 8 years. Here it might take 20. And so you don't want to kill off, you know, hundreds of years in one outing. You know, you think about a bunch of big fish like that, and it does make it easy to find them, but don't kill off the ears. You know, I mean, take small fish, not tiny ones, you know, keep them in that 15 to 17 inch range for walleyes. Perch, they're different. They're growing fast because of these rusties. Crappies, you know, I mean, they're really good. You know, perch are probably a little better, you know, and we just got to keep an eye on it. And we got to be self-regulating. Keep an eye on each other. You know, not about turning people in. It's about helping people make decisions. Don't fill coolers. You don't have to. There's grocery stores all over. How many Super Ones are in Wisconsin now in Minnesota? You don't have to fill a cooler anymore. There's grocery stores.
Well, you know, and I maintain that it's not a technology issue. It's more of an angler ethics issue. If we get good enough that we can constantly catch limits and limits of fish, we need to be thinking about keeping less and less fish as far as going out there.
Oh, absolutely. And the big fish fry is good, but maybe we're going to have a medium one and then just bring some fries. Come on. I mean, you know, every time we go to a meeting, everything goes good. And there's always somebody that wants a giant fish fry. It's like, dude, you know, let it go. Okay. You know, this is not undiscovered lakes. Everything everywhere in the woods has been, you know, fished, and just got to be very productive for the future. Have fun, go fishing. Port viewing's fun. Enjoy it wherever you're at. And just be cautious that, you know, we are taking more fish faster now. And then on the ice, you know, if we go into this, don't take fish out of deep water. And don't support them. If you're going to put your house in deep water, just know that you have to leave. You can't just keep sorting through them and, you know, throwing them back. I think barotrauma is kind of a bigger issue. But outside of that, enjoy, embrace technology. I'm really loving the hummingbird. I'm helping people catch fish. And when they're not biting, they are not biting. I don't care what anybody says. You could throw crawlers, leeches, minnows at them, plastics. If they don't want to bite, they're not going to bite.
You bet. Well, bro, I know. Are you going to be having roadshow stuff for your coming up for the ice fishing stuff this year?
Absolutely. We're going to do the Bro Roadshow in November and December. We started in October last year. It was a little bit early, and can't wait to see everybody. It's going to be fun. We're going to try to pick good topics and keep it going. It's fun because I get to see everybody on those nights. And so we're going to pick that up in November and December and keep it timely, topics good, and some good advice what's going on.
Well, bro, anybody wants information on that, when you'll be having that, or on your guide service over there, how do they find information?
Just go to brosguideservice.com. And if you want to check out what's going on, go to Brian Brostall Promotions and just look up the stuff here. You can follow what I'm doing every day. You can see pictures.
Well, thanks a lot, bro, for coming on here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Everybody, get out and have fun. Go fishing and enjoy these great resources.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. When we come back, we'll be talking first ice fishing for walleyes and ice safety with pro angler Jeremy Smith. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, with our ice fishing season fast approaching on us now, on this week's show, we have some great tips for first ice wall ice and ice safety from pro angler Jeremy Smith from Linder's Angling Edge.
Well, Jeremy, you know, we're coming into the first ice part of the season. Walleye fishing is always pretty good after first ice.
Oh, yeah, I love walleye fishing first ice because you can find walleyes exactly where you found them last fall. It's not rocket science. They're in the same positions you found them when you're out there in October or sometime in November, and you can go out and you can fish them really aggressively. They love jigging spoons. They love fish or presentations that are bouncing all over the place and are really active, and it's probably the best time of the whole year to go out and get bit for walleyes.
Interesting you said jigging spoons. In northern Wisconsin, a lot of guys rely on tip-ups in the evening, but your jig stick will work just as good.
I think so. That's one of my favorite things to do. Of course, there's nothing more exciting than seeing that flag pop up on a tip-up. That adds to the whole experience. But in the meantime, I like to have one stationary presentation, like a tip-up or a dead stick with a bobber. And then I like to bounce around to different holes using a jigging spoon, like a Buckshot Rattle Spoon or Lindy Rattler. And that gets all the aggressive fish in the air to come up, check it out, and smack it and fill up your bucket.
Well, the guys that maybe weren't out there right away before the ice went down or froze up, where would you start looking?
Well, I always start looking in classic spots, and I look for areas that I call complex areas, areas that have a lot of points or turns or abnormalities. If there's rock, if there's some green weeds, a lot of times early in the ice there are still some green weeds. Look to those weedy points, and a lot of times we'll find fish in the clearer lakes and anywhere from 12 to 18 feet right off the get-go.
And as far as rods and line and equipment for jigging for walleyes?
It's pretty much the same as that you're using in the open water period. You're using 6-pound test, and you're using jigs that are a little bit heavier, you know, like the 1/8 ounce and 1/4 ounce spoons are generally really good this time of year. And I like to tip them with a shiner head or a fathead head, and that seems to get the job done.
Jeremy, as we get into the early part of the ice season out there, ice safety is always a big factor, isn't it?
Of course, ice safety is a huge factor, and ice fishing's fun, and we all want to get out there, and we all want to go out and do it, but you have to keep your head on your shoulders and realize that you have to wait for the good ice and look for black ice. Some people say you can get out on 1.5, 2 inches ice. I may be a sissy when it comes to that, but I like, you know, 2.5, 3 inches ice before I start going out there. And be aware of current areas. Be aware of areas that have white ice. Make sure it's good black ice and test it frequently. Make sure you've got a pair of spikes to be able to pull yourself out of the water, because you don't want to go in first ice because it's cold and it could get you.
And you know, a lot of guys take care of your spud and they check every step ahead of them.
That's a great idea. I do the same thing right off the get-go. After you've made the path a few times, you can be relatively certain that you don't have to check all the time. But your first trip out there, your first couple trips out there and to new areas, make sure that you've got that spud and be sure you're checking, because the last thing you want is to go through the ice in that real cold period when it's making ice and get hypothermia. And I always make sure that I go out with somebody first ice. Of course, the camaraderie with ice fishing, bringing someone with you, is always fun. And of course, it's helpful if you do run into some trouble early in the ice fishing period to have somebody with you to pull you out if you do run into trouble.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNORadio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.